علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mukhtar on IRIB English Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 151st sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam is basically addressing a group of Arabs with regards to certain difficulties that they are going to face and preparing them for being able to face some challenges in the near future. And this is a very good example for people who are in a leadership position as to what should be their role when they kind of foresee a challenge coming ahead. And when should they start to prepare themselves for challenges? What are those, you can say, signs that a person needs to be careful about to be able to prepare himself as a leader and his community and his group to be able to face those challenges? And how should he deal with these situations? This is a good example from the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam that can be helpful in pertaining to this topic. Inshallah, very soon we shall delve into that discussion.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam in the statement says, very important statement, and he says that فَاتَّقُوا سَكَرَاتِ النِّعْمَةِ, that be very careful about being drunk or being confused, or you can say being overwhelmed with the blessings. سَكَرَاتِ النِّعْمَةِ, basically سَكَرَات means as a state of drunkenness, when a person, you know, becomes so much engrossed in those blessings that he feels that life is too good and everything is going on well. And it's a type of, you can say it's a type of madness that a person achieves and feels when they have all these blessings. As such, as I said previously, when blessings start to come, you need to start to focus more on what you need to do very soon, otherwise things can get out of hand. And then Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say that وَحْذَرُوا بَوَائِقَ النِّقْمَةِ, and he says that, O people, I warn you of the difficult punishments that you can face. Bawa'iq. Bawa'iq basically means difficulties. He warns them of those difficulties that come because of the punishment of God. Bawa'iq al-niqmati. And this is a thing that can happen, especially when people, you know, get engrossed in their blessings and don't focus on what they have to do. It is possible that punishments might come as a result of mistakes that they do. As Imam Ali Salam says, sakarat al-ni'ma. When a person is drunk, sometimes he doesn't realize what he's doing, the mistakes that he can do and the wrong decisions that he can make with regards to the future. When a person gets power, right, they can use that power in a wrong way. Just an example is, for example, the way the United States used the nuclear weapons, right? How can you just kill 70,000 people and, you know, another 80,000, 100,000 people in a second, in a split second, you know? Why does this happen? This is one of the reasons, is that when a person, when a community starts to get so many blessings, and then they start to become blind, they start to become drunk with those blessings. They think they are special and they can do whatever they want and no one is going to stop them. You see? Now, this is a very big mistake, but there are smaller mistakes that can be made as a result of this state, this psychological state that people may face as a result of blessings.
Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says here, وَحْذَرُوا بَوَائِقَ النِّقْمَةِ, that be careful. Imam Ali alayhi salam himself is warning the people. So as a leader, when you see that many blessings are coming, immediately channel the energy of the people to think about the coming future. Remind them about things that can happen. Remind them about not being too much focused and transfixed with what they have. And then tell them, if they are not careful about it, what dangers they can face, the punishments that can come, the results of their actions. And then he goes on to say, وَتَثَبَّتُوا فِي قَتَامِ الْعِشْوَةِ. He says then, what happens sometimes is that in the near future, apart from, you know, being engrossed in your blessings and maybe making mistakes and later on getting some repercussions and some punishments, there's also a possibility that different factors cause the social environment to be overshadowed with doubts and confusions. وَتَثَبَّتُوا فِي قَتَامِ الْعِشْوَةِ. Here, if the word قَتَامِ الْعِشْوَةِ basically means an environment that is filled with dust and smoke and kind of a state of darkness, which is a kind of it's an allegory that shows a state of confusion. So when there is confusion, Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to tell the people to say, to be firm, tathabbatu. And what here firmness means is that whenever you are confused, you refer to the main criteria that have been there in the Quran. That means you refer to the usul, basically, the roots of your beliefs, the roots that are firm, the muhkamat, those ideas that are completely clear, refer them back to those, and therefore you will be able to come out of that confusion. So tathabbatu here means that be firm in those principles, those things that are very clear in the Quran, in the riwayat, and in your beliefs with regards to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and those confusions will go away. These are certain challenges that a community can face, and Imam Ali alayhi salam is preparing them for this Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه